Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay drivers get ready for some traffic backups around a busy intersection on the city's east side. Starting Monday, city workers say scheduled repairs on a water main will close lanes in each direction at the intersection of Main and Mason for 2 weeks. The biggest traffic impact will be access to the BP gas station. The Mason Street entrance will be closed, but drivers can still get to BP from Main Street. No other businesses are expected to be impacted. The city says these repairs were intentionally scheduled at this time to align with lower seasonal water demand. They say water service won't be affected. Getting your college degree in 3 years could be a possibility in the UW system. The University of Wisconsin System Board of Regents considered revisions to a policy last week that would allow campuses to create bachelor's degrees that can be completed in 3 years. These degrees would typically require 90 credits instead of the standard 120. These three-year programs are on the rise nationwide. The State Journal reports the Board of Regents will vote on the policy at a future meeting. Only one four-year university in Wisconsin currently offers a reduced credit degree program. And don't forget to set your clocks ahead this weekend. Daylight savings time officially goes into effect at 2 a.m. Sunday morning when we spring ahead 1 hour. While it's an adjustment for many to wake up an hour earlier, what you sacrifice in losing an hour of sleep, you gain with an extra hour of light at the end of the day. If you've been curious to check out the new apartments in downtown Green Bay, now's your chance. Property managers are holding pre-leasing and hard hat tours starting Monday. Prospective residents can step inside the 269-unit apartment community called Nova on Adams Street to see what the upscale complex offers. Amenities include an outdoor cinema, resort-style pool deck, community lounge with a state-of-the-art golf simulator, even an on-site pet grooming spa. Rent starts at around $1,500 for a studio apartment, up to nearly $6,000 a month for a penthouse unit. Governor Tony Evers is asking Wisconsin lawmakers to return to Madison on April 12th for a special session on redistricting reform. He wants a constitutional amendment that would ban partisan gerrymandering. In his State of the State address, Evers said fair maps should come from voters, not politicians.
I know people here disagree sometimes. Sometimes a lot. Politics could get in the way of creating a nonpartisan redistricting commission that everyone can support. But there's one thing that we all should be able to do to agree on, which is that politics should stay out of the redistricting from start to finish.
Republican leaders have ended past special sessions almost immediately, but the governor says he'll keep trying until the job's done. He's now traveling the state to explain to voters. Evers signed off on the current maps that are in place. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The conflict in Iran has Wisconsin connections. Members of the Wisconsin National Guard with troops from Oshkosh and Milwaukee have been deployed to Kuwait and Iraq since May of 2025. The F-35 jet stationed with the Wisconsin Air Guard in Madison have not been activated as of this week. One student was arrested for making threats that prompted a Northeast Wisconsin school to close this week. The Neenah School District was notified Tuesday about social media posts alleging a potential safety threat at Neenah Middle School. To protect student safety, classes at the middle school were held virtually on Wednesday. No other schools in the district were closed. Neenah Police Chief Aaron Olson said the student responsible has been arrested, and the chief is recommending felony charges of making terror threats. No details about the student have been released except that he is a male. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll conducted in mid-February, Wisconsin's registered voters have a negative opinion of how the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has been enforcing immigration laws. 56% of those polled disapproved and only 44% approved. But poll director Charles Franklin said the divide really shows a split down party lines.
There's been a lot of talk that the events in Minneapolis would change the country's opinions. I think it probably does change independents some, but it's certainly not evaporating support for ICE among Republicans.
Among Republicans, 87% approve of how ICE is doing its job, while 76% of independents and 97% of Democrats disapprove. The latest Marquette poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. There's a possible new name in the gubernatorial race on the Republican side. Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop says he's considering a run because Republicans need a new message and, quote, someone who will cheerlead for Wisconsin like Tommy Thompson did, end quote. Bishop has been critical of Congressman Tom Tiffany for rejecting the 2020 election results and says voters are tired of Washington politics. Bishop plans to make a final decision after exploring if he can raise the funds for a statewide campaign. Proposed legislation in the Wisconsin State Senate would restore some legal protections for individuals who provide aid to someone suffering from an overdose. Civic Media's James Kelly has that story.
The bill is currently being considered by the State Senate Committee on Mental Health, Substance Abuse Prevention, and Children and Families. If passed into law, an individual who calls 911 for someone during an overdose would be immune from prosecution and a revocation of their parole, probation, or extended supervision for drug possession or drug-related materials. Those protections previously existed under Wisconsin Act 33, which was passed into law in 2017. Act 33 also included the expanded protections for individuals who were on parole, probation, or extended supervision, but the expanded protections were temporary and expired in 2020. This bill would restore those protections permanently. Lawmakers say the goal is to encourage people to call for help immediately to save lives without fear of negative consequences. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A senator from Wisconsin says she's opposed to Brad Schimmel continuing as interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin when his temporary appointment expires this month. Tammy Baldwin said she's concerned about political partisans filling the justice system. Now, the U.S. attorney general positions require Senate approval, but President Trump appointed Schimmel to be the interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Interim appointments are limited to only 120 days. Baldwin said, quote, sometimes it's hard, but getting the right person who will uphold the rule of law, not pledge loyalty to the president, is more important than ever, end quote. A final federal permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers clears the way for construction to start on Enbridge's Line 5 relocation project. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
The new 41-mile segment will move the pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. In a statement, Enbridge says crews will employ more than 700 union workers and expects to spend millions on construction-related projects in Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties. The company adds Line 5 supplies crude oil and propane to 10 refineries, serving millions across the Midwest and Great Lakes region. Environmental groups argue the new route would cross roughly 185 waterways and impact more than 100 acres of wetlands. They say those wetlands are critical to wild rice beds, fish habitat, and the broader Lake Superior watershed. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A bill that could open Wisconsin highways to self-driving cars has cleared its first hurdle at the state capitol. The Senate Transportation Committee voted 3-2 to advance the plan. It would create a board to test and regulate the vehicles and to make sure companies are liable for any damage or injuries. Supporters see it as a way to improve safety and mobility. Motorcycle advocates warn it could lead to more crashes. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin skates to the finals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Hockey. The Badgers women's team takes on Ohio State tomorrow at the Anderson Arena in the WCHA finals. Face off 2 p.m. Mark Johnson could become the first ever college hockey head coach with 700 career wins.
You know, and hockey, you know, maybe unlike other sports, is unique because if I have a goaltender that is really good on a particular day, I might have a chance. It's become very much more competitive than it's ever been.
NFL former Packers president Bob Harlan has passed away. In 2020, I asked him for his reaction to the team drafting quarterback Jordan Love the night before. He remembered Favre and Rodgers.
And both decisions turned out to be two of the best decisions in the history of the organization. So what I think you should sit back and let time go by and see where it is and what the future holds. You can't make a judgment on draft day.
Bob Harlan was 89 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and foggy with scattered rain today. We could get a quarter to a half inch of rain by the time the day winds down. Our high right around 58 this afternoon. More rain and thunderstorms tonight. We'll drop to 48 for a low. Tomorrow showers early, then mostly cloudy with temps in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.